You're listening to SBS News.
As a nation, Australia has recorded another 83 deaths from COVID-19 in the latest 24-hour reporting period. That's 38 in New South Wales, 34 in Victoria, 9 in Queensland, and one each in both South Australia and the Northern Territory. However, Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says that the country is past the peak of the Omicron wave, but he warns that it won't be the last.
We are definitely past our peak in Australia in terms of this Omicron wave. It will not be the last Omicron wave we will have, but it will not be the last wave of COVID we will have. We are learning to live with this virus, and that means that we have to have realistic expectations about what will happen this year and probably subsequent years in terms of COVID circulating in the community.
Infectious diseases physician and microbiologist at the Canberra Hospital, Professor Peter Collingyong, agrees that Australia likely has passed its Omicron peak. Speaking to SBS, Professor Collingyong says that we do need to remain vigilant and prepare for the possibility of a difficult winter.
We are past the Omicron peak. I think that was a couple of weeks ago. But that has still a lag before you get people out of hospital. And deaths, unfortunately, usually peak 2 or 3 weeks after the peak of any new wave. So they should start coming down, but they'll be, you know, all of this will be slower. But that doesn't mean it can't come back again or some other variant. And winter is coming in June, July, August, September. And that's where I would expect to see another peak. So we're going to have to make sure that people who need boosters are boosted before that, for instance, but also that we take maybe more precautions and have more testing when we see an uptick in cases, which I suspect will be June, July during our winter.
The government's rollout of booster doses within the aged care sector has received particular criticism. There have been more than 500 deaths among residents in January, with COVID-19 outbreaks in around 1,260 aged care facilities and a quarter of all shifts vacant due to worker shortage. Staff are leaving the sector, with many citing poor wages and working conditions, both of which are issues the Royal Commission covered. The findings of the Commission recommended a pay increase for workers across the sector, but the federal government has instead offered an $800 one-off bonus to be delivered in two instalments to workers. On the subject of booster shots in aged care, the Federal Health and Aged Care Minister, Greg Hunt, defended the government's rollout in the sector, telling ABC Radio that residents who have not received their third jab are making their own choice.
What we are seeing is that there are families or individuals who are making their own choice not to receive that. 99% of facilities have had this visit, with the remaining ones in the coming days. And so that opportunity has been there right across the sector. The critical thing, though, is for families and for loved ones to authorise and encourage the take-up of that booster.
Around one-third of aged care residents have not received their booster shot. Professor Collingyong says those living in aged care should have been among the first groups to receive their third dose.
People in aged care, most of those people should have been, you know, vaccinated more than 6 months ago. So more than, time is due for them to get their booster. The one group where there's no doubt that the booster makes a lot of difference are those who are older, people over the age of 60 in particular, but anybody in aged care. So they really need a third dose. And from data I've seen, people over the age of 70, about a third of people haven't received a booster yet.
The government has now announced a review into the sector's response to the Omicron wave, as well as the coronavirus deaths in aged care facilities. Labor's Tanya Plibersek says that the government has neglected to protect the country's most vulnerable citizens.
I've got a mother-in-law in a residential aged care facility, and my husband and I are beside ourselves worried about her. And the fact that we still have 60,000 aged care residents who haven't had their booster shots now, again, is an utter failure from this government. If we had a minister that was a bit more interested in his day job and a bit less interested in going to the cricket instead of doing what he's paid to do, protect the lives and safety of aged care residents, I think we'd be in a much better position.
The Aged Care Services Minister, Richard Colbeck, has come under fire for skipping a Senate Select Committee into COVID-19 in the sector last month. He instead opted to attend the Ashes Test cricket in Hobart for 3 days. The minister, who also looks after the portfolio of sport, defended his decision, insisting the aged care sector was not in crisis and that he continued to work on the Omicron outbreak.
I'm very careful to balance and acknowledge the different elements of my portfolio and all of during that week, and including that weekend when the test match was on in Hobart, and on the day of the first day of the test match, I spent the predominant part of the day working on the aged care outbreak in the morning of the 14th. The test match in Hobart was a significant event for Tasmania. Obviously, as Minister for Sport as well as Minister for Aged Care Services and Senior Australians, I had to be conscious of that as an issue.
The federal government is focusing on the new advice from ATAGI, Australia's Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation. They're giving approval for teenagers aged between 16 and 18 to receive their booster shot. Mr Hunt says he's pleased with the approval, timed perfectly with students across the country returning to school.
ATAGI, the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, has provided the second green light that's been necessary to make boosters available for 16 to 18-year-old Australians. What that means is that there will be an immediate group of 380,000 teenagers who will be eligible to have the booster. This is the Pfizer booster, which has been through both the TGA and now the Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation.
But Professor Colin Yong says that 16 to 18-year-olds are not the age group that need priority booster shots.
There's data that suggests a booster dose is useful, but it's mainly in people over the age of 50 or 60. And they're the ones that do need it because they should have been vaccinated close to 6 months ago if they'd been following the original timetable. So that's the group we need to concentrate on. Now, do 16 and 18-year-olds need a booster? I don't think we've got enough data to say how much difference that makes because they're a low-risk group anyway for themselves.
For more information on COVID-19 in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Tina Quinn, SBS News.